Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Sean, before we talk to Buzz Burbank and hear my 1980s radio voice.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was before I could afford a house, right? Okay. So now I have a house. You know why? Because I have a good credit score, because a score master. Okay. I never made more than, you know, $4 an hour in radio in the 80s. This was not a problem. Now, Scoremaster, right? You're buying a house. Check this out. If you went to Scoremaster and you can lower your credit, you can raise your credit score 61 points in 20 days or less. Say you've gone to Scoremaster before applying for your home loan. You raise your score just the average 61 points that our listeners get. You could have saved almost 100 grand over the life of your loan.
Whoa.
Okay, that's the thing. I didn't know about that. I should have known that a long time ago. It's not important now. Listen, what's important now, if your score, say, in the high 500s, mid 600s when you bought that car, if you'd gone to Scoremaster first, raise your credit score just that average 61 points, you could have saved 9 grand over the life of your car loan. Whoa. Scoremaster puts you in control of your finances, not the banks. Enroll in minutes. See how many plus points Scoremaster can add to your credit. Scoremaster.com/offer. That's Scoremaster.com/offer. And now, on with the show. Yikes! Don DeLos, yikes!
Uh-huh.
Finally, the return of Stephanie and Miller and Buzz Burbank together again.
I had to wait 32 years for a second date.
Aww.
You're too good at facts because you already tweeted it's been 32 years. I was like, shut the fuck up, Buzz.
Not quite. I know. Look, I realized I was hurting myself as well as everyone else. But it's been 31 years and change, actually.
Yes.
But it was on Inauguration Day, January 20th, 1989. George H.W. Bush was being sworn in as president. And you were mourning the departure of Ronald Reagan on the show that day.
Wow.
You said you would miss him.
Really? Wow. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. It did. We were all Republicans then. I don't know.
Buzz, I love you, of course, on the Bob Seska show, on Buzz Burbank News and Comment, of course. And Bob sent me bits. I'm like, oh, dear Jesus, me in the 1980s on WCKG. Yes. But I had forgotten this, that you filled in, because my news guy, oh, God, Tim Scott. Wait, what's his name? It's Tim Scott. Yes, he still tweets me sometimes, but he was my news guy. But so he must have been out for the day. And so you filled in.
He was out for a week, and you had guests filling in each day, and I got the Friday slot.
Oh.
And that was the one day that we worked together at WCKG.
Yeah. Right.
I was unemployed then and technically unemployed now.
Well, so, you know, magically full circle.
Whenever I'm without a job, I come call.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
My hands are full.
Wow. But seriously, to be talking now, because everybody still blames me for I voted for Ray. I was 21. I was raised in a Republican family, obviously.
A famously Republican family.
In college, I voted for Ray. I wasn't political in the 80s. As you know, not only did I do music radio, but Buzz, I don't know if because Bob Seska, helpfully, that fucker, sent along a bunch of bits of you and me on WCKG together. But it was like the longest thing in the world. It was like Miller and Howell in the morning, everybody. WCKG with the most music back. It was like seriously like 16 pages long, just the thing that I had to read.
Right, the positioning statement.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
The thing that said that you played more music than anybody else was just a lot of words.
Yeah.
Seems like I should shut the fuck up then and play the music. Yeah. If we're touting that there's more music.
Play more Doobie Brothers.
You're right. That was the boss's idea. Back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm not surprised if I talked about Reagan because, this was the 80s. I wasn't even political. Now, Buzz, when people say to me I'm not political, I'm like, how can you not fucking be political? How can you not be political now? He's trying to kill us all. I mean,
I don't know. There are many left who aren't political, right? I mean, just about everybody is now.
Yeah. But Reagan was the last. I voted. That's the last time I voted Republican. I was 21. It was right? Yeah. Like 1980. Yeah. What was that? Four.
Well, you,
I guess.
On the show, you talked about just the fact that he was sort of charming and grandfatherly. And we were all a little fearful of former CIA director George H.W. Bush. So we weren't sure what we were getting into at that point.
Right.
And a lot of Reagan's transgressions were not realized until after he was gone
by many of us. This is going to be horrifying for both of us that you've sent this along. Us talking about Ronald Reagan in 1989?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
You know, I have a feeling that Reagan's going to get his hearing back, you know, as soon as he goes up. You know, suddenly when there's no more reporters.
Sam Donaldson.
They'll be landing the jumbo jet in L.A. and he'll be able to hear everything, you know, a stewardess whispering.
He developed a whole new way of dealing with the press. Can't hear you. Can't hear you.
Sorry.
Bye.
Cloudy, windy, colder out there today. A high of 43 degrees. It's 34 downtown right now. And here is big Chicago newsman guy, Mike Elston, with traffic.
Thanks, Steph. Just one small problem to report. Outbound on the Kennedy, north to Irving, there's a disabled vehicle in the left center lane at Fullerton. Other than that, this morning's commute is excellent. And that's shadow traffic at 7:52.
Every late afternoon here on
Wow. We had some fun.
Okay. Oh, my God. You mean to tell me your name isn't Buzz Burbank?
No, it's, and you know, and when I first started 70, it was 1970 something. And it was Boss Radio was the thing that I got into radio.
Yeah.
And so I did my first newscast and the DJ pounded on the window and hit the intercom and said, what's your middle name or your middle initial? And I said, J. And he said, perfect. Use it. So in the Boss Radio days, and Bob's going to love this, I signed off as Michael J. Elston, KLAO News, have a good day. And that was my sign off. And that's of course my real name. But almost everybody knows now that Buzz Burbank is Michael J. Elston and Michael J. Elston is Buzz Burbank.
Yeah. So, oh my God. Cool. So Groundhog Day. Okay.
yeah, it is. That's why we're here, right?
Yeah.
So now wait, but obviously there's one degree of radio separation, but you live in Florida now, right? You were in D.C. for years.
Yeah, I live in the Tampa Bay area, you know, a nice small town on the coast, and I'm very, very happy here. And in spite of one of the reasons I moved here is I thought they needed one more blue vote.
Yes.
So, and it's helping. I think it's helping.
Married to Marcia for 34 years, two cats, right? Or no.
Yeah, it's actually been longer than that. It's been 45 years.
Oh, wow.
This is an old bio.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, because
there may be some years we're not counting, but it's 45.
But you met Bob Seska on the famous Don and Mike show, which is you were right on the Don and Mike show for many, many years. And then the Mike O'Meara show for nearly 18 years, CBS Radio. So, tell us the story. That's how you and Bob met, right?
He was my intern. And unlike a lot of interns that they stuck us with, this one was actually interested in the news. Most of them came to be close to Don and Mike.
Right.
So, maybe I can be Buzz's intern. At least I'll be in the same vicinity. But in this case, Bob was interested in their show, but also interested in news. And he and I, we had this small cubicle that we worked in. And he and I had these great sort of Aaron Sorkin newsroom discussions all the time. And we became great friends that way. And then separated for like 25 years. And now we're back together again. And it's just... the chemistry is magical. I love working with him, and I love that man. I really do.
Hasn't our little boy grown up all good? Our little boy. And by grown up, I mean he's, you know, like 6'7" and a giant nerd, superhero nerd.
Nobody remembers, I guess, the comic strip Mutt and Jeff, but for those who do or at least understand the reference, that's what we look like when we're together. I'm very short, certainly in comparison to him, and he's very tall, and yet somehow we're on the same wavelength, I think.
And you know Bob and I have been swapping bodily show fluids for many years now.
I do, and of course I know I'm one of the fluids.
Yes.
But he is. I think we had the same feeling. We listened to each other. I'm like, that's the male me. Like, he's, he is a fantastic broadcaster.
Yes.
And that's, you know, these fucking whippersnappers in podcasting, Buzz, they don't understand what great broadcasting is. But
from their basements.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's really great, I think, that some professionals like you and Bob and myself can provide maybe a higher standard of programming than what you would get from someone's basement.
Yeah. But you started in Wichita, for Buddy, in Kansas in the 70s.
I did.
You're okay. Born and raised Kansas boy, right?
I am from, yes, I bring that Midwestern common sense to my work,
whatever.
I think.
Whatever the fuck, Bob, whatever. But like most of us radio vagabonds, you worked in New Orleans, Minneapolis, Philadelphia, San Diego, everybody. Stay classy, San Diego.
Loved them.
Yeah, I mean, that was me, right? You had to move around back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You had to start
That's
small. You didn't just get a fucking podcast out of the gate. Yeah, the starting Lockport in Rochester.
You moved up by moving around.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Town to town, up and down the dial, I believe is how the words
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. But yeah, but WJFK Washington, right through most of the 90s.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, really a legendary career. Hold that thought, Buzz. Sean, do you think in the laboratory at Plexiderm, they're making one that can go back 32 years from when you first started...
Asking a lot, but
somebody. Okay, right now, just be happy with the 10-year one. 10 minutes, you can take 10 years off your age. Buzz and I, 32 years ago. It's a little much, but I'm telling you, he just said I look the same, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He said I look the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I wonder why.
Yeah, okay. Plexiderm, clinically studied serum, visibly reduces the signs of aging in 10 minutes. You were kind enough, Sean, to mention that you were barely born when I was on the radio.
That's true. I was in diapers.
Mm, yeah, thank you. But here's the point. Plexiderm... You can trick your millennial employees into thinking you're younger than you are and that they're not actually in elder care, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Try the 6-application trial pack. Why not? Just $14.95 with free shipping when you visit buyplx.com/voices, or you can call them 800-685-1292 and use the code voices. Order today. Shipping's free. Backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under-eye bags disappear with Plexiderm. Trick your millennial employees. Do it with me. buyplx.com/voices. That's buyplx.com/voices. Or 800-685-1292. Some people still have phones that dial, Sean, and they can call them if they want to. Yeah. Or just go to buyplx.com/voices. The code is voices. All right, let's dip back into our embarrassment together, where we intersected in Chicago on one day in 1989. You know, normally you have to pay $30 for the classic Patreon level.
Right?
This is beyond fucking classic. This is 1980s.
What was with your voice?
Music DJ stuff.
Oh. Yeah.
And Mike, thank you for coming in this morning. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You've done a great job. One more news update and you can get your check. I would suggest you immediately run to the bank and cash it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And you are, without a doubt, the newsman with the best hair in town. He has the greatest head of hair.
Thank you so much.
Are you in hair club for men?
I should be, shouldn't I?
What's with my fucking voice? It's before the hormones drop. I'm old Lucy now.
And no, you're not. And what I want to say is you look the same as the last time I saw you.
Well, that's not a compliment because that was the old nose in Chicago, Buzz.
Oh, no. You were lovely. You were. I like I said, you know, I waited 32 years for this second date.
Aw.
Buzz. You know how long ago that was? I had a boyfriend in Chicago.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Scott, yes.
Okay.
Oh, and that was John Howell, because it was Miller and Howell in the morning. And the magical full circle story of that is he hated me with the heat of 1,000 white hot suns back then. But now we're friends. And we've done events together in Chicago.
Peace.
And you worked with Alan Stagg, my old news guy in Chicago.
Alan Stagg.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he was fantastic. Yeah.
And I didn't know him. You know, I haven't done a lot of networking in my career, which, you know, it shows in the results.
We're back in our basement.
Right.
I didn't know Alan.
Yeah.
So.
No, he was a great guy. Oh my God. And Odie was my intern, speaking of Bob Seska being yours, 7 feet tall. And now he was my intern at WCKG. I remember when he put my audition tape together when I got fired, and he had to cut, you know, with a razor blade.
Right,
yes.
And I remember my big interview was Betty Buckley when she came there to do Cats, and he cut the fucking bee off. And we were on the studios of WCKG on our hands and knees looking for that fucking bee all night long.
Tiny little sliver of tape with the bee
on. We had to
on.
Hurry until the new morning show came, and it was like 4 a.m. It's like, fuck, Cody, we got to find that bee.
You make a buh on tape and you try to splice it
Betty,
in. You
can't everyone's like, yeah. Well, I would have given her the job, but who the fuck's Betty Utley?
I doubt that cost you a job.
But so cut to the punchline of that story. He's a very famous surgeon in Chicago now.
Oh, wow.
And still my good friend. He was doctor of the year. He does all this, work.
So he's gotten better at cutting then.
Yes. That's what I mean. I'm like, seriously, you're a famous surgeon now? Go find that fucking bee then. All right. Oh, God. Well, this was when my only impression was not Fred Sanford. This was my Dr. Ruth.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Really?
Good.
For the vacationing Steve Scott, Mike Elston with traffic.
Hey, we're looking at an accident-free morning today. That previous accident at Ohio and Rush has been cleared and taken care of, but power's still out in that area, and that's shadow traffic at 820.
Every day, and no repeat day here, at CKG.
Better give that to Dr. Ruth. She'll probably read it better.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Ruth.
Yeah, you really watch every day. It's an LAP day here at CKG. Because John Howell can't repeat it, he can only do it once. Oh, my penis. Oh, I can't stop singing. All right. And if you hear the same song by the same artist between 6 a.m. and midnight, Monday through Friday, give us a call. You pick up $105 in classic rock from Fifth Side on Chicago's only old classic rock penis. All right.
Thank you, Dr. Ruth. All right. Well, she had to leave quickly. What a shame.
I can't listen anymore. It's so awful. Oh, my God. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you for sending that.
At least that's one impression that who hasn't died yet.
Is she still alive?
She's still alive, yes.
that Dr. Ruth humor is still holding up after all these years.
Wow. So, Buzz, cut to where we are at this present moment as we speak, where we are not of the president's health or whether 25th Sanity. Amendment, whether Pence canceled events to fly back because he's okay. You tweeted yesterday, editors, this is your top story right now. This is your only story. The man who can plunge this nation and in the world into nuclear war is under the influence of a drug that causes mood swings, irritability, depression, delirium, mania, feelings of grandiosity, and psychosis. And I know the joke is, how could we tell the difference? But
right.
His behavior over the last 2 days is truly terrifying, right?
Absolutely. I don't think there's any question that the last we heard, in fact, we did get an update, I believe, yesterday that said he was still on that particular dexamethasone, particular steroid that causes most steroids do cause these side effects in varying degrees, regardless of dose. This one in particular. And as of yesterday, we were hearing that he's still on it. He says he is still on that. He's not on most of the drugs that he was still taking. But wouldn't it be just like him to keep taking the dexamethasone to keep himself propped up to push this thing,
which is
forward.
Not good for you if you have COVID, Buzz. But as you said, dexamethasone can cause euphoria, tricking a patient into believing they're healthier than they actually are. Doctors call this side effect happy hypoxia. In addition to being seriously ill with no plan for transition of power, the president is intoxicated. I mean, as much as I hate him, I am terrified as an American.
What could possibly go wrong, right?
Right. I mean, we are not even, it's not close to an election, Buzz. We're in it. We're in an election. We are, what is it, 8 million people voted?
Oh, that many now. Last I heard it was 5 million.
8 million now.
What's that?
8 million.
Yeah.
All right. Up to 8 now. Okay.
Yeah.
It's well underway. And, I'm confident. How can you say confident but not say it confidently?
You're so cute.
I'm confident that. That everything's going to be okay, but the it's going to be a very, very, very rough ride between here and January 20th.
Yeah.
And hang on. I appreciate the fact that Nancy's pursuing the 25th at this point, and I hope others jump on that bandwagon, because he's clearly not even himself as bad as that is. And yeah, that was the joke at first, how can you tell? Well, my response to folks who responded that way was, yeah, but now it's worse.
Yeah, but one of the Joint Chiefs is in quarantine after exposure to a Coast Guard admiral who attended a Trump event, also in quarantine, the military officer who carries the president's nuclear football.
Right. Doesn't get scarier than this.
No,
it's a national security crisis.
Right, and they say we're vulnerable to America's enemies. I'm like, the ones that Trump's not already working with? I mean,
right.
What do you think Russia's planning? Honestly, is part of this panic buzz because they'd plan stuff closer to the election and this is freaking them the fuck out, the amount of early voting and mail-in voting that they hadn't planned for? Or what do you think's happening?
I think as far as Trump is concerned, which is not directly your question, but as far as Trump is concerned, I think they're focusing on gathering intelligence just like the rest of us are, because we're all in the dark. You and I are in the dark, Russian intelligence, Chinese intelligence, they're in the dark, but we're all trying to find out. It's kind of a question of who finds out first. I imagine they are a bit thrown and a bit confused by the fact that so many people have already voted and Trump is spinning out of control, even out of their control at this point.
Oh, my God. Right? While we pause from reminiscing with Buzz Burbank, you know, I think it's the first time I met the Love Master, Craig Shoemaker, was in the 80s on one of my morning radio shows. And, you know, that's why every time I go to Scoremaster, I get a little thrill. You know, when you get older, it's different thrills. The Love Master, was thrilling to the ladies. Scoremaster, now, you know, raising your credit score is super, super hot, super sexy. Scoremaster, the new credit science that super boosts your credit score. Forget raising your score a few points a week. The average Scoremaster raises their credit score 61 points in 20 days or less. That is 61 points, right? Think about buying a car, a house. Think how many over the life of your loan. You could save $9,000 on your car loan. You could save $100,000 over the life of your loan on your mortgage. If you own a business, Scoremaster got to do it. Puts you in control of your finances, not the banks. Enroll in minutes. See how many plus points Scoremaster can add to your credit score. So important, especially in this economy. Scoremaster.com/offer. Do it now before you forget. Scoremaster.com/offer. Buzz, I mean, this is what I've tweeted. You know, I don't want him to die. I want him to lose in a landslide and then go to prison where he belongs.
That's right. We have trials to conduct.
Right, but I mean, I sang that today, Buzz. Wouldn't that be his final act of chaos? If God forbid, right? He doesn't make it to the election. I mean, talk about chaos in the United States. We're already.
There have been so many things, so many scenarios that we could imagine throughout this presidency, and here we are again. And this is another theme I've been pushing this week, is wherever there is a lack of hard information, speculation and conspiracy theories fill that void. And so that's a very dangerous thing. We're very much in the dark here on his health. I also think, in addition to being intoxicated, that he's sicker than he knows. And
right.
Certainly sicker than we know, and I wouldn't be surprised if he physically crashes. We certainly don't want him to become a martyr. We want him to stand trial. It would be strange, after all the things we've tried to get him out of office, if at this point the 25th Amendment actually works.
Yeah. Well, only because it would finally be in Republicans' interest. Yeah. I mean, I was saying, Buzz, that's the thing that terrified me this morning. You know, when my dad and Goldwater, I mean, it probably would have been a landslide for a lot of reasons, but they were saying America wasn't going to elect three presidents in 2 years. You remember Johnson was JFK's, vice president. And I don't know to what degree there'd be a sympathy vote or Pence is acceptable to a lot of Republicans that Trump isn't acceptable to. I mean, I don't think anyone can predict where we're going in these next 3 weeks, can we?
I have confidence that Pence cannot gather the support that Trump has. This is a cult of personality. And without that personality, without Trump, I think a lot of Republicans disappear. Yeah. They may be a third party, but the Republican Party as we know it, now that it and Trump have become one, now that they've merged into one entity, if he dies, maybe it dies, because without that personality to worship in this cult, they're lost.
Yeah. Well, you're in Florida. You said Florida, yes. Trump and Biden had been tied. A new Reuters poll gives Biden a 4-point lean. I had seen larger ones. Where does it stand now in Florida, do you think?
Well, it depends on the poll. I've seen 7. I don't think it's gone as high as 11. I think we're still in single digits in Florida. But there's, you know, even that may not be enough in Florida. And fortunately, I'm glad sort of the spotlight is off of Florida a little bit and more on Pennsylvania, which is a very scary place right now. Yeah. Although he has a great lead there, they don't start counting the votes in Pennsylvania until Election Day itself.
Same here in California. Yeah.
It could mean, in the case of Pennsylvania, as those on election night, as the TV networks are doing whatever it is they plan to do that night, the early results for Trump in Pennsylvania should be pretty overwhelming. It should look like a victory for Trump in the early days, because we won't know by the end of the day how many of the absentee ballots have been counted by evening.
I know it differs in every state because everybody's freaking out about this, but do you know in states that do not count till Election Day, do they count people that vote in person before the absentee ballots, or is it all because they already have my vote? I mean, they already have my ballot.
I have wondered about that, and I don't know the answer to it, but I suspect that they will start counting the absentee ballots that morning, that they will perhaps divide this. My imagination, maybe it's wishful thinking. Right. I would think that election commissioners would divide their staff between counting the in-person votes, which will be fewer this year,
right,
and dividing those, their personnel, with counting the mail-in or absentee ballots as well. So hopefully we'll get early results. I'm proud to say that through some strange miracle, Florida actually will already have had its absentee ballots counted by election night, and that could be very important.
You would think, we were saying this year they would do that just out of, you know, obviously there's such huge turnout already that you would think they would get a jump on counting if they can, just to avoid chaos. You know?
Democrats have tried to change that, and Republicans have resisted it in court at every move, because I really think that they want to be prepared, especially Trump wants to be prepared, to declare those counted after Election Day or added after Election Day as illegitimate. So I think at least not at the present time, not for this election. I don't think we're going to get that changed. We should make it a priority, certainly, to prepare for the next election.
Right, right. So, Mike, did I hear, do we have something else in common? Do you have a Republican parents? I have a 97-year-old Republican Trump voting mom. I just don't talk to her about politics anymore.
I can't anymore. I confronted my father with something I probably shouldn't have, and that was, Dad, I do the news. A lot of people listen to my news. You don't listen to my news. You listen to Hannity. You have chosen Sean Hannity over me. And that created some very bitter problems, and probably not a good thing to do to a 94-year-old man. So we don't discuss it anymore, and our relationship is better now. Much better.
Yeah.
And we just stay away from it. But that's how much it hurts. And that's how
I know. I remember I got a death threat from a Glenn Beck fan or something, because I don't remember this whole story. And I said, Mom, someone that listens to Glenn Beck wants to kill me. She's like, what did you say? I'm sure Glenn.
you, Stephanie Miller.
I'm sure Glenn is right.
Yeah, it's very hard. And we share this with millions of people.
Yeah.
Families are, you know, it's like brother against brother again in many ways, only without the muskets. But, it's just as sad, just as tragic. Absolutely.
Yeah, it has ripped so many families apart, Buzz. We've talked about this over and over, how we're going to have to put this country back together, one loved one and friend and family member at a time, aren't we? I mean, you and I have been, we're really fucking old radio nerds. We've been doing this a long time. And we've never seen this in our country. Have we?
No, we have never seen this.
You and I are talking the day after 13 men were arrested for trying to kidnap a governor, kill her, overthrow a government, kill police. The president actively inciting that. We're talking about the 25th Amendment. We don't know if the president is going to, you know, be hospitalized again, or whether we just don't. I mean, we are just at a nexus, an inflection point we've never seen.
I've been reading studies about people's propensity to violence. I know that a few years ago, a survey showed that only 8% of Americans would be okay with violence to further their political views. Now that number is up to 16%. But the study also found that when leaders step in and condemn violence, that number goes back down again. So hopefully we'll have leadership that will do that. I have long believed in the power of peer pressure. Let's take, for example, please, the Second Amendment and the wrestling over that. We're never going to outlaw guns. We're never going to get rid of them completely. We can pass common sense gun laws, and I believe we will over the next 4 years. God, I hope so.
Yeah.
But what it really takes is peer pressure. We have to make it not cool anymore to be a gun nut. We have to make it not cool to be a racist.
Yeah. Make racists afraid again, as everybody says.
And that's how we, and so you wonder, well, what are we going to do with that 30% or 32% or 33% of people who are still in that Trump mindset after the election is over? Although they are a minority, they're a very large number, and we're going to have to deal with them. Yeah. Well, I think we can shrink that number down to 15% at least, simply with peer pressure. It just won't be cool anymore.
Yeah.
It's cool now under Trump. It won't be cool after
Trump. Let's bring this country magically full circle by reenacting a cheesy 1980s music radio bit in 2020.
Oh, I'm Catherine Hepburn in the traffic. That's right. It's going to be a long ride, ride on the Dan Ryan this morning. Now here's Mike Elston with the news. Who's my knight in shining armor? Mike?
It was a simpler time.
All right. Buzz Burbank, fantastic on the Bob Seska Show. Fantastic on the Buzz Burbank news and comment. Buzz, what a thrill to see you again. Seriously.
So good to be here. Good luck to you, Stephanie. It's so wonderful to see you again. I had such a great time on your show all those years ago, and it's just wonderful to see you again. It's been on my list of things to do to sneak into your show at least for a visit. And
it is time for bucket list, as we all might be fucking dead by the end of this year. So this was a good time to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't want to use the word, but that's where we are.
All right. Yeah. Well, good luck to you, Buzz.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Love you, Buzz Burbank. Wow. Happy hour. Oh, God, that was so good with Buzz Burbank. I want to have a cigarette, Sean, and I don't even smoke. But I feel like I need to put on more Plexiderm because until that fucker mentioned that it was 32 years ago we worked together. Now I need even more Plexiderm. I got to take another 10 years off. I'm telling you. 10 minutes. 10, right? It takes 10 years off. I'm telling you, if you get those 10-year challenge things, those pesky people on your Facebook page, like, oh, look at this photo I found. You're like, ugh. Okay. Plexiderm, right? It just gives you a little pick-me-up. It's such a hard year, such a hard time. You want a little bit of those under-eye bags, dark circles, crow's feet. You know what I'm talking about. It's winter. Make your crow's feet fly south. Save that joke just for now. Okay. You can try a 6-application trial pack for just $14, 95 cents with free shipping when you visit buyplx.com/voices. That's buyplx.com/voices. Or call them 800-685-1292. I still had a rotary phone when I worked with Buzz. That's a little fun fact.
You can still use it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Shipping is free, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under-eye bags disappear, along with the whippersnappers that you work with. That's an old word. Okay. Buyplx.com/voices or call them 800-685-1292 and say the code voices. Okay. Bye-bye.